lose Bacolo, the General Secretary, o pagkakaisa ng manggagawa sa Timog Katagalugan. And this is the solidarity of workers in Southern Tagalog.
You had a day of action on the 13th of September 2006 about Nestle. Why is your union in dispute with Nestle?
Because of the retirement benefits of Nestle workers, the CBA, the collective bargaining negotiation of Nestle was a deadlock. So they staged their strike last January 14th. That was 2002, almost 5 years now.
You were negotiating over pension benefits?
Yeah, this is the retirement benefits of the Nestle workers.
So did Nestle listen to the demands of the union?
No, the management refused to negotiate the CBA. The retirement benefits of the workers. The provision of this retirement benefits is already issue of the CBA for 1986, which was the workers already went on strike. And the NLRC, the National Labor Relations Commission, was already decided that this CBA is a part of the collective bargaining negotiation, and also the Supreme Court decision, which was in 2001, the Supreme Court also affirmed the decision of the National Labor Relations. So the workers is very firm to their stand that this is their legal basis of their protest or the strike on that on 2002, January 14.
So the courts were supporting the union, saying that Nestle should negotiate on pension rights, but Nestle has refused. Is that correct?
Yeah. The management refused, but the Supreme Court affirmed. And this is also the latest decision of the Supreme Court just this month.
So they have repeated their decision this month?
Yes.
And is Nestle agreeing to negotiate now?
Not yet. Actually, the decision we had just read from the website, but the court did not yet given the Supreme Court resolution direct to the union. But still, the management did not have any action about this Supreme Court resolution.
So I understand the union had called a strike. That was in 2002, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what was Nestle's reaction to the strike?
Actually, Nestle has several harassment to the workers during their attempt to barricade in front of the Nestle plant in Cabuyao.
So that when you say there is harassment, what has happened exactly?
For example, one of the big harassment in the picket line was happened last June 23. That's almost hundreds of workers were hurt from the security guard. They beaten all the workers. They used the water cannon, and also they used force. They throw stones to the workers, and also the security guards beaten so much to the workers, and also the police, the Philippine National Police here in Laguna, also beaten the workers while they are staging their protest in front of the plant of Nestle in Nestle Cabuyao.
Is it your right as a trade union to have a picket in front of the Nestle factory?
Yeah, this is the right of the workers stated in our Philippine Constitution, and also in the stated in the Labor Code, that we have the right to strike whenever the management have the under labor practice through the collective bargaining agreement from the workers.
Has this violence against the striking workers been reported in the media in the Philippines?
Actually, we are sad because the media is very controlled by the multinational company like Nestle. So we are only maximizing our effort to have the propaganda materials and also the help of the other media alternatives here, which are our friends and local media. So the broadcast and the TV is not really supporting us because of this, of their commitments to Nestle companies.
Now, the strike began in 2002, so has it stopped work happening at the factory?
The factory is still operating, but because there are some new workers, and you know, we call that scabs, the management had already hired, no?
Can you explain something about the actions that took place a few days ago on the 13th of September?
The Nestle workers went to Supreme Court to give their opinion and stand about the Supreme Court decision, the last decision of the Supreme Court, which stated and affirmed the past decision, which was in 2001.
So the Supreme Court on the 13th of September is supporting the union?
The decision stated only that the management and the union will go back to the negotiating table and negotiate their CBA, and that the retirement benefits will be the part of that collective bargaining.
So are workers hoping to get their jobs back and compensation for their lost pay?
Yeah, that it's really the workers have waited for. And the almost 5 years strike of the workers, they are waiting so much, and many of them have suffered already from hunger, and their children were not able to come to school, and many of them are still waiting to have justice on this issue on Nestle.
You spoke earlier about harassment of the picket line and of beatings by security guards and even the police. I've seen reports from the International Union of Food Workers that there has even been an assassination of a trade union leader, Diosdado Fortuna. Could you explain what has happened in that situation?
Diosdado Fortuna is the president of Nestle Workers Union, the Union of Filipino Employees and Drug Food Association in Kilusang Mayo Uno. And he is also the chairperson of the Solidarity of Workers in Southern Tagalog, the Pamantik Kilusang Mayo Uno. And before the killing of Fort, there are several threats from that the management has to afford, and also from the security guard, and also some threats were from the PNP. They are using the policy here in Southern Tagalog, especially in the industrial zones and the enclaves here. The policy is no union dispute will be pushed through in the inside this Calabarzon area. So they have their policies of no union, no strike policies here. And also after staging the strike of the Nestle and other big companies here, the PNP in Calabarzon area had declared that these Nestle workers who went on strike sometime in January 14 will be under active surveillance. They will monitor the activity of the workers, and also they, these workers will not be will be prohibited of putting their barricade in front of the Nestle plant. So they will implement the free ingress egress policy during the strike. So after that, several harassment from that threat of Dean Fortuna, after that day on September 22, after having some meetings from the Federation of Olalia, KMU, and also meeting from and have a discussion with the students in their picket line, he went home at about 5:20 in the afternoon to fetch their his grandchild to the hospital, but he was shot nearby their another house in the village of Pasiano.
Do people know who shot him?
Come again.
Do people know who shot him? What happened?
There are there are some people who are there notice about the shooting, because it is in front of one factory here in Barangay Pasiano, but nobody will say about the shooting, who shoot him. Only some some gave their statement, but they are not willing to come up in front of the media and also testify. They are very afraid of testifying what happened to Dean. But we have read we got already the fact finding report that he was shot in front of the Sagara factory with two assassins. One is riding back in the motorcycle, shoot Dean at the back, and then several bullets shoot after him, and on that scene he was already dead on an arrival when he was brought to the hospital nearby in their house.
Has Nestle management condemned this assassination or made any other comment?
They already stated to condemn and also to extend condolences to the family.
You say his family, he has a wife and children.
Ford has three children, two daughters and one son, and also Luz Fortuna. Her wife, until now, is still grieving about the killing of Dean Fortuna.
It is coming up to the first anniversary on the 22nd of September. Yeah. Will anything be happening on that date?
We were having a vigil in the picket line in front of the Nestle plant. We are having a ecumenical mass, and in the afternoon we are having a tribute for Cafford, and also to the other other trade union leaders here in Southern Tagalog. About five of the, including five of the trade union leaders here, which was killed under Gloria Arroyo administration. So for that will be the tribute of CAFOR, and will end up protest action in front of the Nestle plant in Cabuyao.
As a trade union leader yourself, do you feel you're putting yourself at risk?
Yeah, that's why some of the leaders, including me, Kenneth, already go to our office in Cabuyao, because the office, all of our offices here in Southern Tagalog is under surveillance. We are noticing people riding in a motorcycle, and also the armed civilian agents that is in active active surveillance in our offices. And also some of our activities, including the demobilization, we are very very we are also monitored by the intelligence agents from the PNP and the military.
Nestle is refusing to negotiate with the trade union despite court rulings that it should, and it's taken on other workers to replace those who have gone on strike. If we have the chance to question Nestle executives here in the United Kingdom at a future public meeting, what would you like us to say to them?
Yeah, our position is the firm that the strike of the workers in workers here in the workers at Ogden, the union of Nestle workers here in the Philippines, is legal and very justified, because this is the issue of the retirement benefit is already won by the workers through their struggle, through their strong unity of the workers here in Nestle, and supported by the decision of the NLRC and the Supreme Court. And the management refusal to bargain is a way that it is an unfair labor practice. And the Gloria Arroyo regime, including and the Department of Labor, cannot implement this Supreme Court decision. And they are part of the violation of Nestle Nestle in Cabuyao. And this this retirement benefit also is part of the whole Nestle management Nestle management policy, and not only the workers here in Nestle Cabuyao will be benefited, but also the CBA of the other unions under Nestle company. So we strongly condemn the Nestle's refusal to go back to the negotiation and also comply the Supreme Court decision. And the 5 years suffering of the workers from hunger, and their children are not are waiting for so much for this decision. The children already suffered so much. And the 15 of the workers who died during the strike is very much unfair for the workers. And in this business, we call this an injustice for the an inhuman and injustice for the workers. So we are calling for the support of all Nestle workers from different parts of this world, and also the Hong Kong, United Kingdom Nestle workers, to please support us and to find justice for these workers here in the Philippines, especially in Nestle.
Thank you for talking to me and for sharing this information about your struggle. Is there any other message you would like to give to people who may be listening to this?
The only call from the workers here is to have a regular job, to earn money for the living of our family, and also to have peace, no? To have our future, no? To have a good future for our children. And the suffering of the people here, especially of that all-out war policy, there are already 747 who are killed out of these political killings, and still the workers suffered from trade union repression here in Calabar, especially in Calabarzon area, which the administration's policy is under their policy of industrial peace. This is not the industrial peace will prevail when the workers have their good job. They can afford to buy food for their family, and also so the workers have their they can have a good future for their next generation and for the people here in our country.
Thank you for talking to me. We will do our best to bring this information to the attention of as many people as possible, and we will join the calls for Nestle to negotiate with the trade union there in the Philippines.
That will be great for us, and thank you very much for having this interview, and thank you for the support already. This is a big support ready for us here. Struggle in Nestle Kabuyao.